Okay. For the purpose of the boots are generated by the paper. 05-03-25-2024. Dictation is for
Michelle Castillo. Castillo spelled
Castillo. Michelle spelled
Michelle. Date of birth is
02-19-1970. And this is a 54-year-old female here with pain on her left hand, pain on her right humerus region, pain in her right femur region. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 days, starting yesterday. Says she was driving a go-kart, which... Not a go-kart, a golf cart, which flipped and she started to have pain immediately thereafter. She said the pain was not too bad yesterday when she flipped the golf cart, but it's gotten worse today, this morning when she woke up here. She says pain is approximately 7/10, increased with motion and touch period. She said pain is located in the dorsal surface of her left hand, the lateral surfaces of her right arm and right thigh. Said neither pain, none of the pain are radiating, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication and allergies are all negative, period. Next paragraph, social history. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Patient also reports no neck pain. She reports no numbness or weakness in her upper extremities or lower extremities. She reports no back pain. Reports no headache. Reports no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 96%, room air, blood pressure is 124/71, pulse 72, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, right hand, on the dorsal surface of her third digit in the region of the metacarpal phalangeal joint, there is edema, tenderness, the palpation, there is reduced range of motion, there's localized erythema, period, no lacerations. She has full range of motion of her digits with moderate discomfort. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Strength approximately 3/5. Period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Left arm. The abrasion is present, ecchymosis is present, tenderness to palpation diffusely in the humeral area. She has full range of motion of her shoulder and elbows, no deformity, strength approximately 3/5, cap refill less than 2 seconds, period. Next paragraph. Left thigh, abrasion is present, ecchymosis is present. She has full range of motion of her knee and hip. Mild discomfort with motion, range of motion of her hip, secondary to pain. Next paragraph, there is abrasion and ecchymosis on the lateral surface of her thigh. No active bleeding. No deformity, period. Neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. Hip, full range of motion of her right hip. No discomfort of range of motion. She has no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is acute contusion, multiple sites. Assessment number two, bruises, right hand and the left arm, period. Next paragraph, x-rays were done of the following: right hand, left humerus, right and left femur. These x-rays were reviewed by me. There are no obvious fractures on either study. Patient was reassured and advised the range of motion and stretching exercises of the involved extremity. She was given work excuse for 2 days, then prescription Mobic 15 milligrams. She take 1 pill daily for 30 days, number 30. She was advised warm compress in all extremities that was involved, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.